You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Supreme Court last year granted cities more powers to arrest and fine homeless people, and San Francisco's city leaders have massively increased sweeps on encampments ever since. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, we're talking about this on the same day that San Jose is dismantling a huge homeless encampment.
Right at Columbus Park, that could affect 300 to 400 people. But this is an anniversary of sorts that signals a very big shift, not just in San Francisco and the Bay Area, but in the state of California. And what you're talking about is the Grants Pass decision, which basically opened the doors for cities to start citing people if they were camping or sleeping on city parks, sidewalks, and places like that. Previously, there had been a constitutional question about whether that was fair or not. But if you look at the stats, it's pretty revealing. Last year, San Francisco cited over 1,000 people for such violations. That is 10 times more than the year before the decision was handed down. And in April, they handed out 130 citations. Now, what we've seen here is, as a result, it's the lowest tent count in San Francisco. They go out and count the tents on the streets and sidewalks and parks. And this time, it is 85% down from 2020. So while advocates may not be happy about this sort of sweep that's going on across the state, that's what's happening, and we're seeing politicians do it, in part because the public's running out of patience and the cities are running out of money.
Yeah, interesting that for years, decades actually, San Francisco tried to take a progressive approach, and it seems the political winds have changed on that.
Dramatically so. The economy, the COVID pandemic, the empty offices in the downtown area has sort of just made the mantra now about being make it clean and make it safe. Make it clean, make it safe. Not necessarily make it welcoming and make it socially responsible. It's also interesting, Eric, to note that, you know, it was a few years ago that we were talking about redirecting police resources in order to help with such social programs as the homeless, and now we're talking about increasing the police. That every politician is talking about spending more and more on police to try to beef that up. Now, California, you know, statewide is still home to about half the homeless population in the country, and we have 187,000 people that are homeless, but and only about 70,000 shelter beds statewide. So you can see that while politicians are sort of saying we're going to put people in housing, that housing isn't there. Nowhere is that more clearly seen than with new San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie, who promised to get or create 1,500 shelter beds in his first 6 months in office. And he said, nope, can't do that. Not going to happen. We're going to try some other things. At the same time, Eric, and this is interesting too, remember during the pandemic, San Francisco and a lot of places opened up, rented out motels and hotels in order to house the homeless. That cost hundreds of millions of dollars. The idea they thought that was the federal government was going to reimburse them for all that. Turns out the feds aren't being as generous as people thought, and they could be on the hook. They're likely on the hook for a couple hundred million dollars in that direction, too. This is at a time when cities are kind of scrambling for money. So it's a question about, you know, you have your patients, but you also have your problem. And it's the tone has definitely changed. It's, after this decision, they are hitting the streets and not in the ways they used to, but with citations, cops, and bagging your stuff and telling you to move.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.